We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello and benvenuts, smart viewers. That is welcome in Catalan, a language spoken by more than 7 million people in parts of Spain and other countries throughout the world. It is a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Vía Visión de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Andanderias, channel 41 on TV Cable Andanderias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hob Province, channel 21 on Han Lte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Elkha Tengger Cable TV and channel 50 on Himari Cable TV. In Sugh Bahadur, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Uul Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Elkha, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. Nutush on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Rekem Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jingmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Suprememaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Israeli invention promotes road safety. In humanitarian news, an American nonprofit provides homes for the elderly. In ecology news, Spanish farmers turn organic. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 15th, is the birthday of Maestro Daniel Barenboim, an acclaimed Israeli pianist, conductor, and peace advocate. Born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Maestro Barenboim began giving performances at age 7 and has continued to enthral audiences throughout the world. His deep commitment to harmonious relations between Israel and Palestine can be seen in the West Eastern Divan Orchestra he co-founded in 1999 with the late Palestinian literary scholar Dr. Edward Said. The orchestra brings together young musicians from Arab countries and Israel and has given outstanding concerts in a number of countries. In 2007, Maestro Barenboim was appointed as the United Nations Messenger of Peace. His other numerous accolades include being named a Commander of the Legion of Honor by France, receiving the prestigious Royal Philharmonic Society Gold Medal, and being honored with the Moses Mendelssohn Medal for his work promoting tolerance and understanding. Our sincere appreciation, Maestro Daniel Barenboim, for sharing your marvelous musical gifts. May your vision of a world of brotherly love soon come to fruition. We wish you a very joyful birthday.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Australia. On November 6th, floods in northern New South Wales left nearly 5,000 people stranded in the towns of Bellingen and Bowraville. As 200 millimetres of rain poured in the area in just 24 hours, ministry officials warned residents to be prepared for more frequent and severe storms in the area triggered by global warming. On November 7th, Supreme Master Ching Hai quickly donated $10,000 for essential aid to the most vulnerable.
She also sent the following message. I am sorry to hear of the sad situation and impending future changes. My prayers are with the people of Australia.
As Supreme Master Ching Hai often requests updates, our association members from Australia have provided the following report via Foreign Group.
November 11th, 2009. Most beloved Master, regarding flood around Coffs Harbour area, mid-north coast of Australia. We have contacted various government and volunteer relief agencies and found that the situation is not as serious as the previous floods last May. A number of people were rescued from rising waters, but there is no one missing. Thank you, Master, for your kind offer. However, it is not necessary this time. A SES, or State Emergency Service representative, told us that the main area of flooding around Coffs Harbour has not been too bad, and that the State Disaster Recovery Centre said they have everything in control. Minister Steve Wan has declared Coffs Harbour, Nambucca and Bellingen Shires natural disaster areas, qualifying them for state government funding for infrastructure repairs. Also, we heard that many residents who did not receive the $1,000 relief amount from the government during the last floods in May can now apply for this amount. Thank you again, Master, for your love and concerns for Australian people. Association members from Mid-North Coast, Australia.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for permitting us to share this information with our global audience and our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our appreciation, government and relief personnel, for your timely actions. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted care to the vulnerable and for our association members' initiatives. May such weather extremities lessen as more people join in fostering a kinder, stabilized ecosphere.
Heavy rains following drought brings deadly landslide in Tanzania. Following prolonged drought, 4 days of rains brought a large piece of mountain in the Kilimanjaro region down on 7 houses, causing 20 children and adults to perish, with 10 still missing. The threat of landslides in Tanzania and most East African nations is high because several years of drought has caused a loss of vegetation that would normally absorb the water. On November 14th, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately offered $10,000 for the families most in need, as well as any orphaned, elderly, injured, neglected, etc. With tears of sorrow and her prayers, she requested that our association members please go comfort the afflicted if possible. The amount could acquire $339,000 in essential items bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Tanzania. We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's kind-hearted assistance to the distressed. Our sympathies go to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the missing persons to be safely found. May the disaster affected be soon restored to the regularity of their day-to-day lives as we strive for greater kindness toward one another and the environment to ease events as these.
Earthquakes hit the Philippines, Indonesia and Chile. Late on Wednesday, November 11th, a quake measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale struck the Philippine island of Mindoro. The next morning, a magnitude 5.1 tremor shook South Sulawesi province of eastern Indonesia. That same day, another 5.0 magnitude earthquake struck in western Indonesia's North Sumatra province, and on Friday, a 5.4 magnitude quake hit 140 kilometers southeast of Bengkulu. Also on Friday, a magnitude 6.5 tremor jolted the northern Chilean coastal region of Tarapacá. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injury thus far in any of the quakes. Thank heavens for the protection of those in the quake-stricken regions. We pray that humanity's gentler ways may pave the fast track for a safe, balanced ecosphere, so that our co-citizens never have to face such a frightening occurrence.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Brazilian leader encourages Middle East leaders to support peace. As part of his efforts to support Middle East peace, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva received Israeli President Shimon Peres for a visit. He is also preparing for discussions with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and members of the Palestinian Hamas group. The talks with President Peres included the signing of cooperative agreements and an assurance from the Brazilian president of his country's support for the peace process, which he affirmed can be reached only through dialogue and negotiation. Our appreciation, Presidents da Silva and Peres, for your work together to find common ground in creating a peaceful world for all. Blessed be all efforts toward the soon realization of a harmonious Middle East.
Iranian woman receives Dutch Human Rights Prize. On Monday, November 9th, notable Iranian lawyer and human rights activist Mrs. Shadi Sadr won the Human Rights Tulip. In being recognized for her outstanding bravery and determination to ensure human privileges, she was presented with the award by Dutch Foreign Minister Maxime Verhagen at a ceremony in The Hague. Along with the recognition, she also received a €10,000 cash award and €100,000 to sponsor a project. Our heartfelt accolades, Mrs. Shadi Sadr, for your prestigious award. May Allah bless your continued endeavors to serve as an uplifting beacon for the human spirit.
Potential rise in Africa's cancer deaths from tobacco. The American Cancer Society has released figures stating that if current trends continue, tobacco use in Africa may jump to half the continent's population within 12 years. The scientists warn that this would cause a pandemic of tobacco-related cancer deaths in the next decade. American Cancer Society Chief Medical Officer Dr. Otis W. Brawley said, "For the first time in history, we have the tools in hand to prevent a pandemic. Smoke-free public places are one example of a low-cost and extremely effective intervention that must be implemented now to protect health." Our appreciation, Dr. Brawley and American Cancer Society, for your concern and wish to protect the health of the African people. We pray that nations and citizens alike adopt smoke-free policies for optimal health and well-being.
Computer simulations are effective in reducing smoking addiction. A study by Canadian researchers has revealed that the act of crushing computer-simulated cigarettes was significantly beneficial in helping participants quit smoking. The study was part of a 12-week anti-smoking program that included support from computer-generated virtual reality environments. Of the two groups evaluated, the one that employed virtual cigarette crushing showed a much greater decrease in nicotine addiction, as well as increased treatment retention and a higher smoking abstinence rate. Canadian scientists, many thanks for sharing these encouraging findings. May your work help free many people of the harmful tobacco habit to hasten the arrival of a wholesome, intoxicant-free world for all.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses. $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
US subway conductor and platform passengers save a woman's life. Seeing people waving frantically at her from the platform she was approaching, Boston subway driver Charisse Lewis immediately pulled on the emergency brake and prayed. The train halted inches in front of Miss Sophia Hartdegen, who had fallen onto the tracks just seconds before. Getting out of the train, the 27-year-old conductor said she prayed again. Please God, let this woman be okay. Miss Hartdegen was indeed just fine. Both Miss Lewis and her fellow platform inspector, Miss Jacqueline Osorio, who radioed when the incident happened, were recognized by the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority for their actions. Miss Lewis later conveyed her thanks to the people on the platform, who she said made the maneuver possible. Miss Hartdegen also expressed her thanks in a statement saying, "The kindness and quick thinking of all those people who came together to save my life will forever have my thanks and gratitude. We are touched by your quick thinking and caring spirit, Miss Lewis, Miss Osorio, and all the concerned people on the platform for stepping up to help Miss Hartdegen from danger. Heaven bless you all with ever more love and happiness."
Save our planet. Impacts of climate change in Madagascar. With three consecutive years of unsuccessful crops, dwindling resources in southern Madagascar have resulted in food insecurity and malnutrition among children. Village chief Valiotaki stated, "When we plant trees, we don't have rain and nothing grows." By contrast, the country's northern regions have been inundated with cyclones three times a year. United Nations World Food Programme Deputy Country Director Sylvia Caruso said, "Environmental degradation and climate change are building on each other. The results are dramatic in Madagascar." Our prayers go to the people of Madagascar for heaven's protection and the blessings of more comfortable living conditions. Let us quickly turn to compassionate lifestyles that honour and cherish all beings for the restoration of our shared planetary home. Ever concerned for humanity's welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the perilous situation facing Africa during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
"There are water crises from Sierra Leone to South Africa, Zimbabwe, Somalia, Mauritius, Mozambique, and Sudan, just to name a few, are experiencing worsened droughts that make it difficult to plant crops, thus adding to food shortages and price rising. Add to this desertification and deforestation that further degrade the land. Increased temperatures mean erratic rainfall. If you are a farmer, you already can feel that the climate is in trouble. There are more frequent droughts, heat waves, floods, storms, frosts, freezes, and locusts than before. If the world becomes vegan as a group, we can remedy the disasters that affect us globally. This is something our citizens of the world can do. Be vegan. Be a world saver.
Save our planet. Spain celebrates Wind Energy Day. Wind energy made a new record in Spain on Sunday, November 8th, when it generated 53% of the nation's electricity for more than 5 hours, with a production around 10,170 megawatts. This accomplishment coincided with a celebration of Wind Energy Day in the leading wind farm region of Castile and León, where informative seminars and workshops were held to celebrate the theme toward a new energy model. With this year's generated energy noted to be a tremendous increase over the 11.5% produced in 2008, José Donoso, head of the Spanish Wind Energy Association, said that he expects the wind power to be able to provide some 40,000 megawatts by 2020. Our green hats off, region of Castile and León and Spain, for your admirable eco-achievement. We look forward to the day when all nations are similarly supplied by sustainable and earth-friendly energy sources.
Save our planet. Nations unite for climate action. Led by Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed, the first Climate Vulnerable Forum, or V11, was held on Tuesday, November 10th, with the leaders of 11 countries present. Acknowledging their susceptibility to global warming effects that include sinking islands, melting glaciers, and drought, the 11 nations of Bangladesh, Barbados, Bhutan, Ghana, Kenya, Kiribati, the Maldives, Nepal, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Aulac or Vietnam agreed to a proposal that includes an atmospheric carbon goal of 350 parts per million.
This will be presented at the December United Nations Copenhagen Summit. They also urged industrialized nations to pledge a percentage of economic profit towards climate action in developing countries, as the V11 members promised themselves to work towards carbon neutrality. Your Excellencies, we laud your commitment and noble leadership in addressing the urgency of climate change. May your initiatives and goals be fully realized to save your nations and our planet.
Save our planet. East Japan Railway developed a quieter, cleaner, low-carbon train to replace the diesel-powered version, with overhead electric cables that can replenish the system's rechargeable batteries.
Save our planet. Swiss company Solar Impulse has built a solar-powered prototype single-seat plane that weighs only 1,600 kilograms, with hopes for a future aircraft that can fly around the world on solar power.
Save our planet. International news agency Reuters reports that climate negotiators at the UN conference in Copenhagen, Denmark next month will include the evaluation of farming emissions with a focus on greenhouse gases from fertilizers and livestock.
Warning news. Dairy farms in New Zealand are shut down as farmers attempt to contain a fatal outbreak of multiple strains of salmonella that has already killed around 60 dairy cows and affected up to 1,100 others.
Hello. I'm Hannah the Hippo,
a vegan with a tip on packing eco-friendly lunches.
You can put your sandwich, fruit, or other goodies in a reusable snack sack. These cool little carriers are washable by hand and come in many fun colors and sizes. They are available online or you can make your own. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now, the weather around the world.
In innovation news, an Israeli device increases safety for drivers and pedestrians. Israeli company Mobileye has invented a system that alerts the person behind the wheel when he or she gets too close to another vehicle or pedestrian. In some of the models, the car stops automatically. The invention has been sold to the Swedish car maker Volvo. It will also be available on the market in 2010. In addition, Mobileye has created a camera apparatus that informs motorists if they move out of their lane. Our thankfulness, Mobileye, for your life-protecting developments. May advancements in technology continue to benefit all beings.
In humanitarian news, a nonprofit from Boston, the United States, provides homes for elderly residents. The charity Hearth, founded in 1991, has made it possible for 1,400 formerly homeless people to be able to move into their own apartments. Hearth manages seven specially designed residences, which offers inhabitants social and communal activities such as meals, birthday parties, dances, and support services. Nurses and social workers are available on site, and individuals are offered personal care assistance. Our heartfelt gratitude, Hearth, for caring about the dignity and quality of life for our valued senior citizens. May all of God's children, young and old, be protected and blessed evermore. Up next on Noteworthy News, farming cooperatives in Spain find many benefits of going organic. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. Please stay tuned for more comforting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a shining world. In ecology news, farming cooperatives in Spain are turning to organic practices. Casur S. Coop Andaluza, located in the southern city of Almería, is increasing the number of hectares it is devoting to organic crops from 5 to 18. Another Almerian company, Canalex, is anticipating having 100 acres of organic produce, including cucumbers, zucchini, and eggplants. It has also doubled its amount of green peppers. We tip our green hats to you, Casur S. Co-op Andaluza and Canalex, for your commitment to organic agricultural methods. May citizens in all parts of the world have access to nutritious and delicious plant-based food.
Let's now share some laughter with a joke in Italian entitled Professional Advice.
Il mio cane ha appena morso le mie scarpe da ginnastica che sono molto costose. Per ripararle le porto dal calzolaio, le metto sul bancone e gli dico: guarda cosa ha fatto il mio cane. Lui prende la scarpa, la osserva e la rimette sul bancone. Allora gli chiedo: cosa ne dici? Lui mi guarda e risponde: dagli anche l'altro.
And now for our viewers' heartline on a dazzling star, Hong Kong singer, actress, and philanthropist Anita Mui on Models of Success.
Thanks so much. It's a wonderful program. The concert scene of Canada in the program has never been shown on TV before. Thanks, Miss Anita, viewer from Hong Kong.
Kind viewer, thank you for your heartline. The talented Anita Mui was such an extraordinary artist and human being. May her spirit of service continue to inspire many others on earth towards selfless giving. With heaven's blessings to you and all your open-hearted co-citizens of Hong Kong.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Que Deo el Beneixca, which means God bless in Catalan. May the light of eternal love and wisdom guide your steps.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
On his first stop of a four-nation trip to Asia, U.S. President Barack Obama met with Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama, as well as their Imperial Majesties, the Emperor and Empress of Japan, before traveling on to Singapore, China, and South Korea.
To encourage a smoke-free Hajj this year, the Saudi Health Ministry distributes leaflets, establishes cessation clinics, and bans smoking within a 3-mile radius of the holy cities of Mecca and Medina.
with indicators such as unemployment and general economic activity improving ahead of previous estimates, the European Central Bank has increased forecasts of economic growth in the Eurozone.
Students, faculty, and staff of Oral Roberts University in Oklahoma, USA, raise money and receive donor matches to enable the gift of nearly 10,000 pairs of shoes for Iraqi children.
India launches 100 satellite coaching centers for remote education intended to benefit more than 13,000 rural children across Karnataka state.
50 Iraqi women have graduated from Iraq's Police Officer Academy, becoming the country's first female group of elite police officers, and will soon take posts in investigative and forensic work.
The UN World Food Programme, or WFP, continues providing food aid to nearly 100,000 people displaced by civil war in the governorates of Sada, Hadja, Amran, and Al Jawf in Yemen.
Zen master and Japanese classically trained percussionist Stomo Yamashita gives a rare concert in Paris, France, playing the Senukite stone, a practice he learned from studying ancient spiritual texts.
Marking the year of astronomy, Chief Papal Astronomer Father Jose Gabriel Funes meets with eminent international astronomers, geologists, biologists, physicists, and other scientists to explore scientific aspects of life on other planets.
Kuwait's permanent representative to the United Nations, Ambassador Dara Razuki, delivers his first $1 million aid donation to UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.